We say hello now to Preds assistant coach Darby Hendrickson, who's on the line with us. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Well, we're doing pretty good. Four in a row. You'll take that. I mean, but what was it like the other night? You guys down 5-1, was it, in the second period? Six unanswered goals, largest comeback in Predators history. Obviously don't want to make a habit of that, but it was pretty fun to watch.
No, I mean, it was I mean, I would say after the first period, it's, you know, 4-1, or it could have been 6-1. I mean, it's just hard to explain on certain nights where, you know, every time they touch the puck, it's they make a play, we take a penalty, we turn the puck over, you know, they make a play. But I mean, credit to the players because, you know, there were messages before the game and, you know, being prepared, trying to keep extending how we're going, and what didn't happen. And San Jose is a good young team. But the guys battled, and it was different guys across the board who contributed. You know, I can't even explain it still, to be honest with you, because, you know, to be down 5-1 and come back, pretty amazing night. So you got both sides of it, but it was, you know, if you were in attendance, you got your money's worth.
Oh, it was fun. That is for sure. Yesterday Brady Shea was on our show and kind of said this, but does it show you all as coaches that, again, while you don't want to make a habit of something, that your team does a good job of being resilient, and when they do have their backs against the wall, that they respond to it? It wasn't a good start, but you got to like, you know, really the second half of the game and obviously the finish.
Definitely. And a lot of that comes from internal, meaning, you know, us as coaches have to prepare the team, you know, the best we can. You know, to set the stage and so they know they're prepared, who we're playing, those type of things. But, you know, those type of things in the period when we're not in there, that's when it comes out. That's when guys push each other. That's when guys say, you know, we're coming back, or we're going to do this to give ourselves the best chance. And that's great. I give credit to them because you can preach, you can coach. All those things are very important on our end, but they got to have that internal part on their end. And it has that feeling right now collectively in our last, obviously, four games that you mentioned.
We're talking to Predator assistant coach Darby Hendrickson, the Preds on the road in San Jose tonight. And coach, you know, you played against the Predators for so many years. What's it like now being on this side, on the good side of the force?
On the good side, yeah. No, it's fun. First of all, love being in Nashville. I was fortunate. I grew up in Minnesota, got to play there, got to coach there. But there's a perspective you see when you come into Nashville, and for sure, a hard place to play. I mean, many games – playing, coaching, great, you know, incredible atmosphere. People love the game, passionate, you know, has a vibe, has Keith Urban singing the national anthem the other night and Jelly Roll around, things that you don't really see in Minnesota. But the, you know, the people and the personnel, Barry Trotz, all his years of coaching, now management, you know, from the current event, you know, Roman Yossi, Phil Forsberg, I mean, these are guys obviously have been here a long, long time, you know, and they're you get to meet them as a person. And I think that's the fun part. You get to see how they tick, you know, incredible leaders, incredible players, and incredible community guys. And I think to be around that on a daily is very special.
Well, what's it like from your position during a game on the bench to look down and see Stamkos and a Brady Shea and a Forsberg and a Yossi, their jerseys, know they're part of your team. And I know it didn't start the way you guys wanted to, but you guys seem to be kicking in storm and getting it going now. What's it like, you know, as a fan, you're a coach and a player, to see those iconic names right in front of you on the bench?
Yeah, it's, I mean, these are guys, again, that have had huge impacts in the game. Obviously, our focus right now is to have our team going, and that was from day one of camp, and it's been challenges of consistency and chemistry and things that, again, we're trying to help put together. But being around those people is great, and your job is to help them, you know. So as much you respect them for sure, and you've seen them and watched them in coaching and played against them, but a lot of the focus is how do you help these people, how do you, you know, on a daily, how can you as a coach help their game, how can you communicate, how can you take a weight off that player, and you know, those are the focus points. But great people, and it makes the game fun to be around people that are great players and great people.
We're talking to Preds assistant Darby Hendrickson on the line with us. They're back at it tonight in San Jose against the Sharks, and I got to tell you, Coach, I've been really impressed with Eustace Annan since he was acquired and has been here. He had to come in relief the other night, obviously got the win. But when he gets his opportunities, it seems like he makes the most of them.
He's been really solid. It's been a great pickup for us. just his demeanor. I think a lot of things people wouldn't see. His personality, just really a good teammate. His work ethic, you know, in practice, you know, if UC Saros is playing, he, you know, he's supportive. He's working with him. Just that mindset that he's had coming in day one, you know, working with our goalie coach, Ben Vanderklok. But he just really a positive for our team. And he stepped in the other night, was really solid. And the other part about him, I think when fans see him, he's big. I mean, he's 6'4", whatever, how big he is. So he covers a lot of net. But I think his mentality, his work ethic behind the scenes is, to me, really impressive.
What is it like coaching Zach LaRue? Because he is so much fun to watch. And, you know, yeah, he's got an edge, and he's got to learn to control that a little bit as he gets older as a player. But, even against Minnesota, when he knew there was going to be a target on him, I really liked how he handled himself. What's it like coaching him?
Fun. You know, he's he's got a great personality. You know, I think when he came up early in the year, there's a lot of things from the staff, not just myself, the other staff, of here's what we believe it takes to stay, not just for a week or two, but to really make it. And I think when I say fun, he's coachable. And, to his credit, I mean, he's a first rounder. And I know he's one of their leading scorers in Milwaukee in their playoff run, but he's hungry. And, he does have an edge to his game for sure. But I think he learns there's a fine line to that. When he's crossed it to a degree or other teams felt that, he's handled it. He's taken it straight on. Respect to him on that. That's not easy. But he's also got skill. And you can see him, you know, making plays off the rush, going to the net. You know, a big part of his game being around the net, whether it's tips or kind of those dirty plays, he's willing to do that. And because of that, you know, he's been here all year. And he's not only done a great job, but he's got a chance to play in the National Hockey League for a long time. And that's a credit to him.
Talking to Predator assistant coach Darby Hendrickson on the Chasing Big Joe show. Coach, what is your job during the game? I know you guys all dress. You look great. What is your job? I'm always curious. And look, I'm a hockey fan. I'm not an expert. I don't know the Lions. I just love the game, and I love the Nashville Predators. But during the game, do you get to yell at other teams, the players? I mean, what do you do?
No. Never yell at other players, no. But I would, you know, like you're in tune with your staff would be the answer. You're there for reminders of players. You're there to make adjustments that your head coach wants. Things you see, you correct. Things you see that you like, you reinforce. The other part is, you know, the different personalities we have on the bench. Andrew Burnett, very vocal. You know, you don't need four guys yelling and screaming on the bench. You need, you know, I try and bring a calmness, but also reminders, and you're in tune with everything that's going on. If you see an adjustment we might make 5-on-5 or a specialty situation, you're in tune with your head coach, you're in tune with your other assistants. So there's a lot of communication, but at the same token, you know, I know as a player, you don't want a coach in your face after every shift. So I'm very conscious of that. But at the same time, when correction is needed or reinforcement, you're there to do that.
So, and I love your patience, because I could not be patient as a coach, because if another opposing player came by and yelled at me, I don't know what I would do. And so you've just got to hold your tongue in, right?
Yeah, that's the players. I think when you – I kind of was joking when you said if you're yelling at players as a coach, it's a no-no, you know. I mean, if something happens across the bench with another coach, it's pretty rare. But that's one thing. But I would say on the end with a player talking to a – coach talking to a player, it's taboo. That's a no.
Okay,
the
good.
The players handle that. You know, they get into it. But I've seen it before, being with different staffs, where I've seen that happen, and that's a hard no. So, you know, the players
right.
get interacted. And yeah, I mean, there's emotion, but they have
right.
to handle that. You know, we have to kind of keep them in tuned and channeled and focused in the right way. But if they get into it, that's part of the game. We get that. It's just
right.
the coaches to a player, no.
Well, good, because Coach Burnett would fire me on day one. Has it ever – I love – Coach, I love talking to you because I love this. We don't get this kind of avenue on the show. Have you ever called another coach out, another team, say, hey, meet me in the tunnel after the game? You ever done that?
Well, to be honest with you, when I was in Minnesota, there was a little – when John Heinz was in Nashville, there was a back and forth on the bench. But, you know, and then I had a chance to coach with John. I'm like, I could have taken you.
yes.
I'm kidding, but we have fun with that, and it's competitive moments, but that's pretty rare. You know, you can pull up a highlight of, you know, Peter Laviolette and Donnie or Granato, you know, Tony Granato in the day getting into it. But it happens because there's competitive moments, no doubt. But back to what I said, as a coach to talk to an opposing player, it's taboo. It just doesn't happen. You know, it's pretty rare. It's pretty classless, actually. And I think that's how it's perceived. But your players on a daily, for sure, you're interacting. It's just you don't cross that line on the other end.
Good, yeah, for sure. Hey, you know, Trotsky could get after it back in the day. I've seen him not too happy with some coaches.
Yeah, no, he's got some pipes on him still. You know, but I think it's, again, you want emotion, and it's the same type of thing with referees. Like, you got to fight for a call you believe or lean to a degree, but you also, you overdo it. Now your bench is yelling, screaming, and now your discipline is not focused in how you got to play. So it's a fine line with a lot of those parts. But there's energy that your coach has when it's not going, you know, where he challenges a team, and you need that too. It can't be calm and quiet with everyone. You know, you got to have that balance so that your energy is going in the right way.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach, this was a lot of fun. We don't get a chance to talk to you a lot usually with our morning show. So thanks so much for doing this, and good luck tonight in San Jose.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, guys.